All of Philadelphia's major birthing hospitals have stopped giving out gift bags filled with formula to departing moms, joining about a quarter of all hospitals across the country going what's called bag-free as part of a push to encourage breastfeeding instead. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Alana Gordon from WHYY's The Pulse reports.
When Bree Farrar gave birth to her daughter at Hahnemann Hospital in Philadelphia, she was expecting to leave with a tote bag containing cans of formula and coupons for baby products. But that didn't happen.
I thought it was really weird.
Farrar says she doesn't use formula, but even so was disappointed leaving empty-handed.
It's nice, you know, to get the little gift bag. Some people are less fortunate, and I think some people really need them.
Formula companies supply hospitals with the branded gift bags. Dr. Dan Guilfoyle, director of labor and delivery at Hahnemann, says they've been giving them out to new moms as they leave for as long as he can remember.
I always thought that breastfeeding was important. I guess that I was skeptical that we were going to make this big change.
But that did happen in April when Hahnemann joined Philadelphia's five other major birthing hospitals, responsible for nearly 20,000 births a year, to no longer hand out the freebies. The coalition of hospitals and other public health advocates point to the health benefits of breastfeeding both for the mom and infant. Formula is still available at the hospital to moms who ask for it. But Guilfoyle and others say giving it out to everyone for free sends a mixed message. Dr. Gail Heron is director of Temple University Hospital's postpartum unit. She says her hospital stopped giving out bags in January.
We anticipated that patients would be very disappointed in not receiving the bag. So the fact that all the hospitals together got rid of the bag makes it so that there's no competition. We're all in this together.
Dr. Heron says pressure to encourage breastfeeding is in part coming from the main hospital accreditation agency, the Joint Commission. In January, it started requiring hospitals to collect their exclusive breastfeeding rates. Temple's rates are around 15%. She says breastfeeding becomes a lot harder if a mom uses formula early on, and even if she intends to breastfeed, she's less likely to do so if given a bag with formula when leaving the hospital.
If you give the baby the formula bottle, then the baby's not incentivized to continue to suck and to help the mom make more milk. What a mother needs to really do is just breastfeed very frequently in order to keep her milk supply up.
Back at Hahnemann Hospital, Dr. Dan Guilfoyle says the staff has undergone a sea change in breastfeeding culture. Nurses and other health workers now go through an intensive training on how to approach the topic in a positive way with expecting and new moms.
Before, I think we used to ask people, do you want to breastfeed or bottle feed, as if they were equivalent things. And now we ask people, are you going to breastfeed? And that change in attitude just gives a different signal to patients that one is preferable to the other.
Nurse educator Deborah Davis points to another recent change that's increased the number of new moms choosing to breastfeed. The hospital now offers skin-to-skin time between the mother and baby immediately after birth, instead of whisking the newborn away to be weighed and bathed.
How many laboring mothers who've just delivered their baby end up breastfeeding because the skin-to-skin, the baby does a natural crawl to the breast. And it's been documented, it's been researched, that the baby will literally find the breast on his own. So we've had many mothers who are like, wow, this is great. I want to do this.
Just a few weeks ago, Hahnemann Hospital kickstarted efforts to keep the mom and infant together during their entire hospital stay. Such actions, Davis and others say, encourage mother-child bonding and breastfeeding before a family leaves the hospital, with or without a bag. For Here and Now, I'm Alana Gordon in Philadelphia.
Just give them a pretty empty bag. You're listening to Here and Now.